FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong! First time shot comes in. Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
Hello and welcome to this third in our summer specials of This Club Is My Club right here on your very own FCUM Radio. I'm Ben, and on this week's show, we'll be hearing from player manager Tom Greaves following Saturday's friendly at Scarborough Athletic. Plus, we'll be catching up with some of the younger signings from the club this summer, as we'll be hearing from Brodie Litchfield and Kurt Willoughby. And later in the show, we'll be hearing how the women's team got on in the Broadhurst Cup tri-tournament from Sunday afternoon with the Isle of Man and Stoke City. But starting off with the men's team, and the club have confirmed this week that Luke Ashworth, Liam Dickinson and Jack Bannister have all signed for FC United ahead of the new season. I caught up with two of the new squad additions on Saturday afternoon, defender Luke Ashworth, who has returned to the club following a season at Stalybridge Celtic. But first, it's to experienced striker, here's Liam Dickinson.
Welcome to the club. How's pre-season been?
It's been good. It's been eventful. You know, it was a great trip to Ashley with the boys. I think that was perfect for the lads to, to bond together. I don't think I've ever been at a club where pre-season a group of lads have come so close together. You know, there's been quite a few new signings, so I think it's worked out perfectly.
And that's quite a compliment from yourself, because this is a compliment. You've been at a fair number of clubs.
I have, yeah.
And, for you to be able to say that, I mean, this pre-season compared to the likes of Stalybridge or somewhere like that, I mean, what has been the major differences?
I think the togetherness of the team and the players. I mean, I've been at clubs where, a lot of clubs where you go in pre-season, you have a divide, you've got the young lads stick together and the more experienced lads stick together. And it's not been like that at all. The younger lads get involved with the senior pros and the senior ex-pros as we are now, and we've all mingled together and we've all got each other's back, and it's a tight-knit group of players, and it's looking good.
Now, coming into this season, obviously it's a big season for the club, really.
Yeah.
Stalybridge last year, but you've had other clubs before that.
Yeah.
I mean, what experiences are you bringing to the squad this season?
I think obviously, I've played at, almost the highest level, playing in the Championship, and it doesn't matter what level you're in, no league's easy. You know, you've got to work hard every training session. I think it's harder the lower you are, because when you're part-time, you've only got a select few hours to get in the training and the drills that the coaches put on. I think it's harder for the coaches because they've got to cram a lot of things into one session. But like I say, I've been around for a while, and I think I do give a bit of a different dimension to going forward. We've got some young lads, they're going to run for you. Obviously, I don't run that much anymore, but I bring a bit something different to the game.
Good first touch as well. We just saw that.
It's not too bad. I think it's got better with age. I think because I'm doing less running, I can concentrate on that more. I'm not too tired. But that also is to do with the players around me. They're doing a lot of work for me, and I think we work well together. The likes of Kurt in there, you've got Jack, you've got young lads, Jamal, you've got Elliot, you've got class players there, young lads coming through looking to, make a name for themselves, and I think they're doing really well. I think if they carry on, unfortunately for FC, they won't be here much longer.
Now, what was it about FC as well? Because like we said, you've had a very illustrious career. What was it about FC where you went FC this season for me?
Well, to be honest with you, I was thinking about hanging the boots up this year, and obviously I was with Luke Ashworth last season, and he told me he was going to FC, and he put a bit of a word in with the gaffer, and I had a bit of a chat with him. He said, come down, and I think after last season, it was so tough, not just on myself, but on my family as well, with all the games we played towards the end of the season. I just had a baby. The baby's almost 6 months old, and I missed out on a lot of time with the baby.
Those who don't know, Stalybridge Bridge had a very big backlog of games.
We played 8 games in 12 days, and I played 90 minutes, and as well as Ashley, we both played 90 minutes of every game, and it's like game on a Monday, game on a Tuesday, as well as a full-time job we've both got, and it took its toll on, obviously, you know, home life and missing out on spending time with the children and stuff. So it was hard, and a big part of me thought, you know, that's it now. But I think when you're football, you don't want to give it up. You do, you know, you have the summer off, and then it's like, right, you're itching to get back here again. So when I spoke to Greaves, it was a no-brainer coming down to FC. I've never played at the ground. I've played against them once, and you know, it's such a big club. It's going forwards, and that's what I want. You know, I'm coming towards the end of my career. I think I've got a few years left yet. I feel good. So, you know, what better place to be at?
I'm looking forward to that game against County.
Can't wait. You know, end of the day, County holds a big place in my heart. You know, I was there for 2.5 years. I had some good times with them. Got promoted with them. But I'm an FC United player, so, and I'll do anything I can to, you know, get the 3 points at the end of the day.
Welcome back, Ashley. I saw you at Earlham, and you said, oh, I've not quite signed yet, but it's now confirmed, so welcome back to the club. Why have you come back?
Why? Yeah. To be honest, I shouldn't have left in the first place, but yeah, no, Greaves has been on to me and said he'd love to have me back in, so I thought I'd come back and give it another shot.
A stat that's just passed my way as you were walking down the coach: do you know you're the only centre-back to ever score a hat-trick for EV United? Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's Manchester United.
That's Manchester United and FC United. You're the only centre-back. Was that Ossett Town?
Yeah.
Ossett Town in the FA Cup.
There
you go. How's pre-season been? Because it has been... I mean, how difficult is that? Because you obviously were at Stalybridge last season. How difficult is it just to basically just go, I'm going to go here and see how it goes without, you know, having anything concrete? Is that difficult? Or?
Well, no, to be fair, Greaves said come in and sign a non-contract. So come and just... he already knew what I was about anyway, so I'll just come and just play my normal game, really, and just see where it takes us.
Now, last year at Stalybridge it was a weird season at Stalybridge last year, because there was hardly any games for a while, and then different teams because of the pressures and all that kind of thing. What was the experience like last year, and what have you learned from it?
It was tough, to be fair. I ended up playing 55 games, and about 15 of them in the last 2 weeks, so it's a bit of a strange one, but one season to forget, I think, as a whole.
So, pre-season here, how's it been, do you feel? What's the vibe like compared to previous pre-seasons you've had at the club?
It's been really good. All the lads are working hard. We came back a little bit earlier than normally, but I think that's worked in our favour. It's like a good group of lads. I mentioned it to Greasy in Austria, actually, that it feels like the lads have known each other for a long time, rather than like the 2 weeks that we'd actually have been together, so that's a good thing. And everyone's pulling in the same direction, sort of thing. So hopefully we can have a good start to the season and see where it takes us.
And the level of competition we've had this pre-season, apart from the Earlham game, which was a filler basically to get everyone together before the Austria match, but all the matches have been pretty competitive games, haven't they, even today's?
Yeah, Scarborough, they'll be up there in their league. I've heard they're throwing a lot of money about, so getting the quality players in, the likes of Winterfell and even the Austrian team, Salzburg, they were good tests for us. Like different opposition, like Oldham was strong, playing against teams where we're not necessarily having a lot of the ball, which helps with fitness because you're chasing and like team shape. So but yeah, it's been good. It's good mixture of teams. But now, having played Scarborough and Hyde on Tuesday, it's like more teams that are similar to what we're going to come up against in the league.
I mean, I think we said at the Winterford game, you're not going to play that many strikers as good as Sutter was that night, the number 9, and I think it was O'Brien, was it his name, the Oldham striker? He was pretty decent, and you had James Walshaw today, so it's not like, you know, these are good strikers you're having to defend,
course,
against.
Yeah, as we know from being in the Conference North, there's good strikers in that league, so it's a good test to prepare us for the league. So
are you looking forward to that Stockport away and all the other local derbies coming up as well? It seems like we're playing everyone from around the M60. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah I know. Well, yeah, we can't beat them games. There's always good crowds on. More of a rivalry now with Stockport. what I've seen last year anyway, when just reading up on the reports and stuff.
I mean, we don't know the formation yet. It could be a back three, it could be a back two, but yourself, Lynch and Baird, you've all got good qualities.
I'm suspended for the first game.
Well, that's you out then. Are you taking a note of that, John, yeah?
No point deductions
this time of the season.
No, I'm gutted about that.
But yeah, looking forward to the new season then.
Yeah, can't wait to get going now. In the league where the match is actually, you're playing for points sort of thing. So yeah, we can't wait, the lads are buzzing. So hopefully a good season.
FC United defender Luke Ashworth there, and before that, striker Liam Dickinson. And later in the show, we'll be hearing more from the squad, as we'll be joined by Kurt Willoughby and Brodie Litchfield. But to the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travel to North Yorkshire to take on Scarborough Athletic in a pre-season friendly down by the seaside. To hear how the Reds got on, it's over to FC Live. So, hello everybody.
Good afternoon.
Keep your arms and legs in the car at all times. Welcome to the Flamingoland Stadium. Stato Paul Jones is here. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon. It's a fascinating view from the Flamingoland Stadium at the back of the stand.
Someone tweeted in and said it's very reminiscent of Colwyn Bay. And I can see that.
It's a bit grassy nolly.
Yeah.
And we can see some
trees.
Well, trees and also...
Unicorns.
Well, yes, we can certainly see something.
Yes, that's lovely stuff. So it's a mix of like the stand's very much like Matlock a bit. The view is a bit like Colwyn Bay, mixed with a bit of Stalybridge, Bridge, and of course we've got the Hyde United 3G pitch. So it's all happening.
So it ticks a lot of boxes.
Yes, and of course the name of the stadium reminds me of being a child travelling to Yorkshire for.
A family spot.
A bit of a third-rate fair, to be honest. But anyway, welcome everyone anyway. Let's give you the teams for this afternoon's pre-season friendly. You've got Lloyd Allenson, Joel Senior, Matt Dempsey, Brad Barnes, Chris Lynch, Sam Baird, Elliot Samoes, Harry Wint, who's captain, Kurt Willoughby, Jamal Crawford and Jack Bannister, and then a whole series of substitutes, a plethora of substitutes. It feels like this game is not last chance saloon for a couple of these players, but it looks like we're getting to the nitty gritty now, where we're getting towards the stage now where Tom Greaves has to decide his 18 or 20 man squad going into the new season.
Yeah, he kind of nailed his colours to the mast in terms of saying he wanted to finalise his team a few games before the actual first big game. And there are one or two here that are still possibly in the frame that have not been signed in any shape or form, and it's going to be interesting who wins the battle in the next couple of games.
Now, Matt Dempsey came on as a substitute in the Tuesday night match against Oldham, but Matt Dempsey played here last season, so he should know this pitch well.
Yes, he might not know it as well as he would like, but of course this is a club that Ollie Banks played for in the past, and I understand Tom Greaves as well briefly. So
no, that was Bridlington.
We reckon it's Bridlington. Yeah. Okay.
Of course, that was Bridlington. Was the last time we played Scarborough. That's when they were nomadic. And last season, back here in the town of Scarborough, a fan-owned club, back in the heart of its communities, and a promotion as well last season into the NPL Premier. So onwards and upwards for the Sea Dogs, as it were. But FC United this afternoon looking to put a marker down. We've got a couple of pre-season friendlies left. We've got Hyde on Tuesday, Broughton FC, Airbush UK Broughton FC, that is, on Saturday, and then Rochdale, and then it's Stockport away the following Saturday. So not many pre-season games left, but all the remaining pre-season friendlies will be here live on FC on radio. So if you can't make these matches in person, don't worry, myself and Stato Paul and James Quinn. Tuesday,
yes,
will be guiding you through the comings and goings of pre-season. But an interesting forward line this afternoon, Paul, very young.
We've got a fairly experienced back line, but yeah, going forward, it's a great opportunity for some of these players. Dickinson and Greaves, who featured in the last game to start, are on the bench, so it's the youngsters that are getting the chance.
It looks like we're playing 4-4-2 this afternoon with Dempsey as left back, Senior as right back, Lynch and Baird in the middle. We'll work out the formation as we go, but we are off and running here at the Flamingoland Stadium. Lacey plays the ball along the halfway line. Now with Dixon. Dixon now tries to switch play out to this left-hand side, and it's a good bit of control there from Michael Coulson. Back it goes. Ball played through over the top there for Leon Scott. It's good control towards the back post. It goes!
And there's that man, James Walshaw, and well, he doesn't miss those. Headed in from 6 yards out. A nice bit of build-up play there, and Scarborough on 10 minutes take the lead, Paul.
It was a very, very straightforward attack. The ball was played out left. I think it was Scott that put the cross in. Walshaw ran in unopposed, and all the back four from FC looking at each other as if to say, well, who was supposed to be doing that job?
Well, James Walshaw, he's a prolific goal scorer, and there he is, heading that one in.
Yes, he's 34 now. He's been at Guiseley, Altrincham, several clubs.
Barnsley.
And scored a lot of goals. But that was one of his easiest.
Well, it's going to be Samoes to take this from the far side. As I said, 39 minutes gone here. Scarborough 1-0 up, if you're just joining us, from the far side. In it comes towards the far post. It goes towards Baird. Baird wins that header, but it's cleared on the near post. Barnes straight back in towards the penalty spot. Ball breaks to Willoughby. Shoots. It's cleared.
Ooh, that was a good thump.
Well, he belted that, and it was Leon Scott who got the ball clear, and I think he needed to, and it's going to be another corner to SC.
Good pressure.
It was much better this time from the team in white, and it comes again towards the far post. Baird's there, Baird with the header, and Willoughby cannot miss. And in it goes, and that's an equaliser there for SC United on 40 minutes here. And, it was a similar set piece to the last one, to the far post. Baird heads it straight back into the six-yard box, and there was Willoughby. Can't miss, he was 2 yards out.
Yeah, I think the delivery from both the last corners were good, and we got big men in at the back post who powered the ball back into the danger area, and it worked very well for us. And we've kind of crept into this game a bit, haven't we, in the last few minutes.
Lynch throws the ball to Allinson. Allinson, first time pass, finds Baird on the edge of the SC United penalty area. Baird rolls it out there to find Winter, midway into SC United's half. Winter now tries to find Dempsey. Dempsey was on his heels there, but the clearance finds Samoes. Samoes, nice pass there, finds Lynch. Lynch now bringing the ball over the halfway line. Lynch still with the ball. Outright the ball goes to Senior. Senior takes a touch, crosses the ball in to win the near post. And it's comfortable in the end for Tommy Taylor. That was a promising build-up there from SC United. And that's a good ball from Taylor to find Brooksby. Brooksby now, one touch, he's on his right foot, shoots, yeah! Into the bottom corner. What a pass that was from Scarborough's goalkeeper, Tommy Taylor. Caught SC United napping, and a good touch from Brooksby, and it made him go towards the penalty area, opened up his body, into the bottom corner. Not much Allison could do, and Scarborough take the lead again.
Well, Brooksby scored against us last season for Bradford, and he just shows his quality. He cuts in and he's very dangerous. But yeah, the ball out from the goalkeeper was absolutely bang on. And, you know, fair play to Scarborough. They've created a goal out of nothing there.
Well, it's 51 minutes gone here at the Flamingoland Stadium. 2-1 the score now. Lynch now bringing the ball out of the right back position. Down the line it goes for Crawford. Crawford flicks it on there. It's a nice flick on to Winter. Winter driving forward. Shoots!
Oh,
what
wow.
A goal from Harry Winter.
Well, we're
on the right hand side of the penalty area. It was a beautiful flick on there from Crawford to find Winter, and I don't think anyone was expecting a finish like that.
Well, we're getting high quality goals in this friendly, there's no doubt about it, and that was a real shot for Harry Winter to score from that kind of position.
Well, there wasn't much Tommy Taylor could do with that. It was a lob really to the far corner of the net, and in it went, and it's 2-2.
Well, an instant riposte.
Ball breaks to Barnes leads it for Samoes to Winter. Winter with a lob over the top there towards Crawford. Pass back is a risky one, but Taylor does well. Clears it first time. It's a long ball there. And, Walshaw battling away with Baird. Long ball played over the top there. Dempsey with a header. Back it goes to Arnson. A good header it was as well. And Dempsey now on the ball in the left-back position for FC United, heading towards the halfway line. Ball played over the top there. The back pass is a good one. Willoughby.
Oh, well taken.
Taylor, well taken there by Kurt Willoughby. The back pass there from Ross Killick, it was a header. There wasn't much on it at all, and it was a lovely, lovely bit of play there from Willoughby. Pounced, rounded the keeper, couldn't miss. 3-2, Paul.
Good bit of opportunism there. Obviously, a glaring mistake in defence by the Sea Dogs. And, well, this game just keeps going up and down, doesn't it? It's from 2-1 down, we're suddenly 3-2 up. And there's only 55 minutes on the clock.
So we're now going to be joined by Tom Greaves. Hi, Tom. You're live on SC Radio. Please do not swear.
I never swear.
That's another good run out for pre-season. You must be well chuffed with the way these friendlies are going at the moment.
Yeah, good. That was probably more realistic test of what we're going to come up against next season. They're a good, well-organised bunch. I've known Kitty a long time. He's done well in these leagues. So, yeah, very pleasing. They were probably better first half. I thought we were very slow the first 20 minutes. Then half-time probably came at a wrong time for us. We started to get into the game, started to move the ball well. Give him a bit of a kick up the bottom at half-time.
I think we noticed that, yes.
Yeah, we got a reaction out of him.
As soon as we kicked off in the second half, we looked much more purposeful.
Oh, yeah.
It was a similar second-half start to the Oldham match as well. It was similar to Crawford and Samoes.
That's what you want them doing. What you want them doing, yeah. You want them getting the ball, turning, causing problems and creating chances, and they've done that, yeah.
So how do you think pre-season's going thus far? Because it looks like you've got a plan.
Yep.
Stuff's happening.
Yep.
You're making changes as and when. Are you starting to get a sense now of what your final 18 to 20 odd plays is going to look like for that Stockport game?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're. Obviously, if better players come along, you're always looking to improve your squad. But we're happy with what we've got at the minute. We still need a lot of work fitness wise. We still need a lot of organisation, time to work on set pieces and things like that. But that'll come now in the final 2 weeks of pre-season, all preparing for that Stockport game. We've got a lot of good experienced players in there, and the balance between them and the young lads is really starting to show, and that's exactly what we wanted. Myself, Tom, and Jack sat down and said, this is what we want for next season, and we've gone out and got it, and hopefully then we kick on when the season starts.
And the other thing is as well, it's important to be adaptable, isn't it? And you've changed your formation again this afternoon from last week.
We've got to try these things now before the season starts. We've got to find our best formation. We've tried a bit of everything. We've had a 3-5-2, we've had a 4-2-3-1. You can make them up, can't you? You always seem to lose something somewhere in a formation though. So we've got to find the right balance, what we want, and what suits us better for the players. Again, we've got different types of like strikers, different types of wingers and stuff like that. So just depending which personnel are playing, that's the shape that we'll go with and the personnel.
Now, goal scoring. Last time we spoke was before the Earlham match, I think, and we were talking about the goal scoring gap that we've had.
Yep.
Willoughby, 2 goals today.
Yep.
And very, very clever goals.
Lineker-esque goals.
I missed the second one. I'll hold my hands up.
It was a back pass, or a headed back pass to the keeper.
Yep.
Short.
He read it.
Willoughby read it.
Yeah, well, that's what you need. You need that striker's instinct, and that's exactly what he did in his first one as well. Elliot's put the ball in for the corner. It's gone to the back stick. Sam's headed it back across. He's claiming it went over the line, but Kurt's there on the line to nod it across and make sure.
And you must be pleased with that side of things as well. It was similar to the corner before. Exactly the same.
It was.
Bad.
Yeah.
All training ground stuff, I'm imagining.
Yeah, yeah. It's things that we haven't so much worked on the set players or anything yet. Jack's run them through a couple of things today, but it is something that we want to do. We want to be really organised, have different set pieces, different set players, and it's something over the next couple of weeks that we will be working heavily on.
And we mentioned Baird there. Baird's been in a game. Obviously, he's had James Walshaw to contend with, and we all know about James Walshaw. Great clearance off the line in the second half. You've signed Ashworth. Ashworth is signed for the season to come. Lynch, Ashworth, Baird. It's good, isn't it?
Dempsey, there's lots of them.
And we're also looking at the midfield, because I think part of the problem last season maybe was that we weren't strong enough in the middle of the park, especially away from home.
Yeah.
And we're looking at Barnes, Winter, Racky. And I'm not saying the all three of them will play together, but there is certainly...
There's beef in that midfield, isn't
there? There is strength.
Good experience.
And there's
strength.
It's a good shield.
A bit of beef, yeah.
And, you know, ball winning, that's a key element, isn't it?
They've all got similarities in that they put the foot in. They love a good tackle, but they've all got the differences as well. So, maybe them three might not play together, but they're good options to have, and it's good headaches for us and the management team to have at the minute. It's all looking very positive.
Were you expecting Winter to score that goal the way he did before? It was quite
That's what brought Harry in for. Yeah,
he's got plenty. He's special, wasn't it?
Plenty there in his career. Yeah. No, he's. I think he made a mistake just before, and you could see he was a little bit frustrated, and he's gone on a silly run that you wouldn't expect Harry Winter to go on, and he's. Finished it.
Just before we go, obviously Joel Logan
good to see him back today. And Barnes obviously had a pre-booked holiday, so nothing we could do with that. But how do you think Barnes did, and how do you think Logan did this afternoon?
Good, both good. Really, really happy with Brad. He's a good experienced lad, and he keeps himself fit. So wherever he goes for a week or a month, he's always going to get himself out running and looking after himself. He's always in the gym, as you can see by his physique. And good to get Joe Logan back on the pitch. He's had a frustrating time out, and to be fair, looks like he's not been aware. He's dropping his shoulders, throwing his step overs in, and he's causing problems. He could have scored a couple. So yeah, good, and good for Brody to come back on as well. He had a little knock the other day, so good to get that out of his legs.
And I'd just like to mention Tatum and Affleck as well, because when they came on, it was like, well, you know, O'Halloran's good at left back. Obviously Dempsey was there today as well, senior at right back, but those two slotted in quite well. So you've got headaches everywhere, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's what we want. We kind of just took a chance on Tats at right back. He'd played wing back a couple of times for us, but never actually right back. And we sat him down and we spoke to him. And obviously, Joe Senior's been struggling with his injury. And we like him there. It looks good. It looks good. He looks strong. And it's the Affleck today. Really good. Really happy.
He looks confident, Affleck, doesn't he? He looks like he's more.
And it's something that he's not shown in other games that he's played. And it's something that we've tried to get out of him, because he's a good player. He's a really good player, and he's definitely one for the future. So yeah, it was good to see him getting up here, getting in front of goal and having a shot.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that time away on loan helped as well, maybe.
Definitely,
definitely. Kind of built him up a bit.
These loan moves are not out of sight, out of mind. They're for us to keep tabs on them to go get men's football and get them to man up, ready for the National League, because it's a good physical league.
And finally, Tom, obviously we've only got, I think, 3 games left of pre-season. Hyde on Tuesday, that's going to be a tough game on another 3G pitch.
Yep.
Then Broughton, and then Rochdale. Are you now getting ready for that Stockport County match?
It's coming quicker than you'd think.
So in private, you will determine your first selection for the league game fairly soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your own mind, you might not tell everyone.
You've got in mind who you think might be there, but you've always got a couple of surprises. There's been a couple of good performances there today that have got in our heads, so we'll think about that. But yeah, going into the next few games, we'll start to look at the shape that we're going to be looking at playing and the personnel that we're going to be playing and things like that. So yeah, it's good. It's exciting stuff. We can't wait to get going.
Well, nice one, Tom. Thanks for joining us. No, congratulations today. A great game, and you keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you on Saturday.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Tuesday. All right.
Cheers.
Tom. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Nice one. Thank you very much. So that is the end of FC Live. A big thank you to Tom Greaves joining us there right at the end. And well, we'll see you all on Tuesday evening for that match at Ewen Fields, FC United against Hyde United. Thank you to Stottopal. Thank you to Scarborough. Good luck to Scarborough in the season to come. But from everyone here in North Yorkshire, you have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
Very shortly, we'll be hearing how the women's team got on in their international tri tournament at Broadhurst Park from Sunday afternoon. But sticking with the men's team and joining the club from step 4 of non-league this summer comes Brody Litchfield from Stocksbridge Park Steels and Kurt Willoughby from Clitheroe. I caught up with them both on the way home on Saturday afternoon, starting with double goal scorer from the Scarborough match. Here's Kurt Willoughby.
Congratulations today. That was a decent outing for yourself.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, it's good to get the minutes first and foremost, and then obviously goals, which I love doing, scoring goals. And we got a win as well, so it was all good.
I mean, you scored a load of goals last season for Clitheroe. Are those the type of goals that you like, the poacher's goals? Because they were very poachy, I have to say, this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take any goal if it comes off my shin, or it's a free kick or a penalty or a long-range shot. You know, I love scoring them all. They all mean the same thing. So, yeah, I was happy to get them both, yeah.
Now how's pre-season gone for yourselves, you feel?
Yeah, it's gone really good. A lot of the lads are new, and we've all gelled really well. Feel fit, probably one of the fittest I've felt in a while, so I'm feeling good, yeah.
Now, last season was Clitheroe were there or thereabouts for a long time, weren't you? And then it kind of faded away towards the end. But how important was that experience from last season and all those goals you scored?
Yeah, it was very important. Clitheroe gave me like a platform to play every week and prove myself. And obviously, if you score goals at any level, people hear about you, and that's what I wanted to do, just play well, get my name out there, score goals and keep moving up.
And obviously you came with a reputation, and you've signed for FC United. I mean, what was it about FC United where you went, that's my next step up?
I know everyone says it, but I had a couple of options in the same league, And what drew me was obviously the fans, the big fan base. They've got a really nice stadium. Obviously, they're well supported, well covered. So it was a lot of exposure for players and for myself. So yeah, just the size of the club and the ambitions, and yeah, that's it really.
I mean, that first game against Stockport County is coming up down the track now very, very fast. What do you think the challenges are going to be for yourself, or do you think there's going to be any difference from Division 1 North of the NPL to this level?
Well, I've noticed with our players in training and stuff who have played in this league, it's a lot better quality, a lot less mistakes. So obviously it's going to be a tough league, physical league, big fit players, so I'm feeling fit myself, so I think I'm confident, and yeah, it's a big first game, so it'll be a tough one. There'll be a lot of fans there, but I think we're confident. I think we'll do well.
I mean, like today, you were being marked by Kevin Burgess, and he was at Darlington last season, so it's not like, and you weren't out your depth at all, were you?
No, I felt good. I was getting in space, getting on the ball, running in behind. Obviously, got my two goals, which is the main thing. So it didn't feel any sort of different to what I'm used to. I feel like I've improved. I'm improving as well.
Just going back to the goal, I do feel like I have to ask you this question. Had Sam Baird said it already crossed the line, or
no? Definitely not. No, it was close. But yeah, if anyone was videoing, then you'll see on the video. But yeah, definitely my goal.
And finally, any particular matches you're looking forward to this season? I mean, County away is not a bad one to start.
Yeah, just the games that I've got, you know, big fans, big supporters on. I like that sort of thing. I like the pressure. Obviously, all the home games for FC, there's a lot of supporters behind us, and I'd love to score in front of the goals of all the fans. So they're all big. But yeah, I'm looking forward to them all.
Thanks for joining us. How's pre-season been so far?
It's been well. Just getting to know lads and things. It's fairly steady. Yeah, it's good.
Now, last season, was it Stocksbridge Park Steels you were at last season?
Yeah.
There or thereabouts all the way through the season. I mean, what was your experience last season like? Because Chris Hilton runs a steady ship. I mean, what was it like at Stocksbridge last season?
It was good. A learning curve. I was still fairly young. Last slam now, but just good learning curve. I obviously had Chris and Lee Thompson around me, but guiding me, and I feel like I've come on a long way. That's why I made this step to this division.
And that's Division 1 South, obviously, yeah. The NPL. What do you think the main differences are going to be from that level to the level we're about to enter with the likes of Stockport away, for example, first game of the season?
Obviously, technical ability is going to be there, but a bit more to do with like tactics, fitness, obviously. Like your ability shows, but it'll be a lot more physically demanding anyway.
I mean, pre-season's helped with that, I think, because we've played some very good teams, and that's been one of the things. I mean, what have you made of the opposition that we played in pre-season?
Yeah, like you can't judge on what you've been playing against, because they're not going to be like this league, but it's been a good test.
You've kicked a ball in anger now at Broadhurst Park in a pre-season friendly. I mean, I think the reputation of the fans is widely known in non-league. I mean, what was your experience of the Winterford match and the Oldham match?
Yeah, it's another level for me. I've not really witnessed it before, but I can't wait to get going now and seeing them in full action when season's actually on with something to play for. Yeah, that's why I signed for the club, though, because I heard about all the fans, so it's a massive fan base anyway.
I mean, one of the things is it's not just FC United fans in this league. I mean, Stockport County, there's going to be a big crowd for that. But it's York and Chester. I mean, it's going to be big this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Massive, yeah. Can't wait to get started now. It's been longer than what I thought, this pre-season and the end of season off. It just feels like it's going on forever.
And how's pre-season been compared to Stocksbridge last year? I mean, how's this pre-season been?
It's just been more like to do with the lads wise, get ourselves on same page wise, have a laugh. But there's a massive togetherness in this changing room anyway, so it's good. But it's just like you said, it's a lot more intense and tempo wise for the step up from here to where we were last year.
And the other thing as well, which has been put to one, is the age ranges. And obviously you've got the experience of the likes of Brad Barnes and Harry Winter and Ashley and the like, and And how important is that for a young lad like yourself to have these people in the squad?
Yeah, it's massive for the younger lads to grow and get experience and things, and for them to guide us, because they've been in the situation we're in now. And it's good for them to like help us, and they know what to do. And like everyone's getting more confident around people and stuff, and they're just getting everyone out of their shell, which is the main thing for now anyway.
And any particular matches you're looking forward to this season coming up?
Stockport. Got to be Stockport. Can't wait for that.
Brody Litchfield there, and before that, Kurt Willoughby. And FC United's men's team returned to action this week with two more friendlies. Firstly, it's to Ewan Field on Tuesday evening as FC United take on Hyde United. It's a 7:45pm kick-off in Tameside, but if you cannot make the match in person, we'll be there live with you on the night. Just tune in via our new website. That's at www.fc-radio.co.uk from 7:30pm. And then on Saturday afternoon, it's back to Broadhurst Park as FC United hosts Welsh side Airbush UK Broughton FC. This game has half-priced admission, as well as being free for those residents with an M40 or M9 postcode. You do, though, need to contact the club in advance to claim your free ticket. Please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk for more information.
Hi there, Billy McCartney, a former player, and always listen to FC Radio.
To the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, the club hosted the inaugural Broadhurst Cup, a three-team tournament between FC United, Stoke City and the Isle of Man. In an action-packed afternoon, though, FC United unfortunately lost in the final to Stoke City on penalties. Here is manager Luke Podmore and centre-back Fran Davis catching up with Neil Boot shortly after the final whistle.
OK, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and eighth defender Fran Davis, captain for the day as well for our little tri tournament with Isle of Man and Stoke City. Stoke won in the end, but there was lots of good games and lots of good performances all round. Do you think you were tested too much by Isle of Man and Stoke individually?
I think it was a really good game for us. Obviously, we didn't know too much about Isle of Man, but with Stoke, obviously, with them being a high league, we knew it was going to be a tough test. But I think we definitely stepped up. We put a really good performance in and really happy with the way we played.
Yeah, it was obviously that Stoke was likely to be the trickier one, given the fact that they've got a Premier Division team, so that's all like two divisions above what we'll be playing in this season. Yeah. And you can see the way they held formations, and they were on players quite a lot all the time. It must give you some things to think about there, Luke, for what we can possibly bring.
Yeah, like we wanted a really tough pre-season this year, and you know I think we've got it. And I think today was not taking nothing away from the Isle of Man. They were a tough side. Yeah. They were a really well drilled side, and I think all in all, the situations and the scenarios we put ourselves in today we're going to learn so much from it. And you know, moving into next year, and also the confidence. Like we just drew 2-2 with a team that's one below the Super League, finished fourth last year in their league. So, take nothing away from us. We'll gain a lot of confidence from this and the way we played. And, some of the players in there are not happy the way they played, which shows again that, we just drew 2-2 of them, but some players are still not happy with it. So, the potential that we've got now and the stuff we can build on this will be, will take us a lot further than what we expected.
Yeah, I think we were probably fairly on par with Stoke in the final, in the first half. And I think we dropped a little bit in the first half of the second half, and I think some of our passing was starting to go a little bit astray, but I think they were pressing us a lot, they were pressing us quite hard as well, but it just shows what we can do. Coming back from 2-0 down with like 5 minutes to go,
and it's good for us to see that. I've never seen that really from our team before. It's good for me to see that, what have they got in the tank, what mentally can they deal with that. And I think once we got that first goal, there was a bit more belief in ourselves that we could go and get another one. And I think maybe given 3 or 4 more minutes in that game, it could have been a really tight ending, and I think we had the potential to go on and win it, which says a lot about ourselves that we're standing here and saying that we could have won a game against a team at that level. So yeah, I'm just happy with everything. I think the tournament went really well, it was organised really well, everyone was bought into it, and it was just a fantastic day at the club.
Yeah, I mean, does it change anything for you? I mean, I know you've been captain a few times, but does it change anything for you when you are captain as opposed to just one of the squad and somebody else has got a bit more responsibilities?
I wouldn't really say that it changed my performance or like the way that I prepare for a match. I do think, obviously, you should play as though you're wearing the captain's armband, whether you are or you're not. I think everyone should step up to that level. So I don't think it really affects my performance, but obviously it is something massive. It's like a you should be proud to wear the band, and obviously I was today.
Yeah, it's always good. So we've done pretty well so far in that little tri-tournament, although obviously the third game was a little bit turned into the final, because as we were both through. But there's still more good things to come. We've got Sheffield and Brighouse to come, quite a few away games now, so we can test things in unusual surroundings.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to be tested this year. You know, we know we've got a fantastic home here, we've got a great pitch here at Broadhurst Park, so I really thought pre-season would be good to try and get some away trips as well, to see how we deal with travelling and then playing. Sheffield next week, they've just got into the new national, you know, the new championship, so they're a Super League team, you know, so we're going to see what they're about, and again that'll be a great test for us. And Brighouse again is always a really competitive game, so you know, the players are going to get tested this pre-season more than ever, and I think that's what we need ahead of the season we're going into.
Absolutely, that sort of bodes well to possibly get some good results, and possibly you never know, a trophy would be absolutely wonderful. Let's not try and go there, but you never know. They're always available, and we're going to give our utmost to try and bring on some more. So let's hope everybody turns up for our first away game of the pre-season next week at Sheffield.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yes, Sheffield. I said we'll post the details on Twitter, but it's at Sheffield United Academy. And again, that'll be a really good, really good game for the fans to watch. And yeah, it'd be grateful if everyone could come and watch us.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Luke and Fran.
Cheers, Neil.
Thank you.
Luke Podmore and Fran Davies there speaking with our very own Neil Boo on Sunday afternoon. Next up for the women's team, it's a trip to the Sheffield United Academy to take on the South Yorkshire Club this coming Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff. But that is the end of this third edition of our summer specials of This Club Is My Club. We'll be back next week. But in the meantime, for all the latest news from the club, please visit www.sc-utd.co.uk. And don't forget, you can follow the club on various social media platforms. Just search FC United MCR. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. But from me, Ben, have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.